Call the Agriculture Department's National Animal Germplasm Collection and Insurance Policy.
There's several factors that can impact genetic diversity of our livestock populations in the United States. Some of these factors are disease outbreaks. We saw a foot and mouth outbreak in the United Kingdom in about 2002. Cost that country several billion dollars by the time they were finished taking care of the problem in terms of economic loss that producers encountered during that time.
Not to mention that 2001 outbreak threatened to easily decimate the gene pool of pigs, sheep, and cattle in the United Kingdom, according to Harvey Blackburn of USDA's Agricultural Research Service. He is a geneticist with the National Animal Germplasm Collection.
The germplasm that we have acquired here comes from all of our major livestock species, both beef and dairy cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, chicken, turkeys. We also have several aquatic species, catfish, trout, salmon, that we have here in the repository.
Currently, almost 850,000 samples are part of the collection, coming from over 32,000 different animals.
While the number of species may be relatively narrow, really with livestock, we're interested in capturing the diversity at the breed level.
This collection is a safeguard against reduced genetic diversity for livestock and other animals, and not just due to disease outbreak.
For example, as breeds or various populations of livestock become unpopular, farmers tend to get rid of those populations only to find out maybe 10 years, 15 years later that, hey, we're interested in those kind of populations and we really need to use them for a particular objective that we're trying to accomplish.
Or in the case of bison, potential extinction. After thousands of herds were reduced to over 500 individual bison in the 1880s due to overhunting, thanks to widespread protection and conservation efforts, this species has made a significant comeback.
To the point where not only do we have bison in national parks, but there's also a number of producers out there that are raising bison as meat animals.
So to protect diversity, genetic material from bison is being collected and stored within the National Animal Germplasm Collection. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.